call from Hire My Caregiver.
Hi. Hello? Hello?
Hi, how can I help you? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
So do you guys do at-home care?
Yes, we do. What is it that you're looking for?
So my mom, she has schizophrenia.
Okay.
And she's mentally, like, unstable. Like, she can't work a job. She can't, you know, like, really do anything. And me and my siblings, it's become a very hard thing between us. And we just want to get her some care that she needs.
Okay, definitely. I'm happy to help. Where do you guys live?
She lives in Bethlehem, PA.
Bethlehem, PA. Okay, which county? Do you know? County? Let me check. I can check. Let me double check. What's her home address?
Hold on. I know it's in Southside Bethlehem. I'm just waiting to get the exact address.
North.
One second.
What's her name?
Carolyn,
C-A-R.
C-A-R-O-L-Y-N.
O-L-Y-N. Okay. And last name?
Kutz. K-U-T-Z.
K-U-T-Z. And her date of birth?
July. All right. Hold on. Let me just put it in.
No, it's okay. Take your time.
Girl, stop yelling.
Kids, huh?
I know.
It's okay. I understand.
July 13, 1970.
Do you know if she's on Medicaid? I mean, I can look it up, but is she on Medicaid, you know?
She's on some type of state insurance, yes.
Okay, so let me check for you. So, Carolyn, C-A-R-O-L-Y-N. Last name is K-U-T-Z. Date of birth, 7/13/1970, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I see it here. Perfect. So I'm happy to help. Do you want me to help her out with a caregiver from our agency? Or do you want us to sign up a family member, a friend, to be her caregiver? Which one do you prefer?
Someone from your agency.
Okay, sure, no problem. And do you have her home address already?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. I'll just write it down.
1030.
Mm-hmm.
McKinnon Street.
How do you spell that?
M-E-C-H-A-N-I-C.
Okay. And Bethlehem, P-A.
P-A.
Okay.
18015.
All right. And what's your name?
Shay, S-H-A-Y-E.
This is the best number to reach you?
Yes.
Do you have another phone number just in case I can't get a hold of you? This one, like an emergency contact or something for your mother? Maybe your mother's phone number?
My sister who lives with her.
Okay. Okay, let me write it down. What's her name?
Janice, J-A-N-I-C-E.
Okay. And her phone number?
484.
Mm-hmm.
747.
Okay.
2012.
2012. Okay, awesome. Let me check if my intake team is available to speak to you now. If yes, we can just do like a little welcoming call, I would say, if that works for you, unless you want us to call you back soon.
No, it works fine.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, just a second, okay? All right. So I have my intake person. His name is Naftali, okay? I'll have you speak to him. And any questions you have, just call me back, and I'm happy to help.
Okay.
Okay? Okay, perfect. Yep. Just a second.
Hi, my name is Naftali from Family First Care. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hi, my name is Shay.
Hi. So I'll be the service coordinator to help you get enrolled. For whom are you applying?
My mom.
For your mom. Okay, perfect. Let me just go over how the process works. First, let me ask you a few questions to see if it's worth applying. So I do see that your mom has Medicaid. Is her total income more than $2,900 per month?
$2,900, you said?
Yes.
No.
No, not more than that. Okay, perfect. And does she have any house on her name or any assets like a life insurance policy?
No.
Nothing. Okay, perfect. Then she should be able to qualify. And let me ask as well, does any minor live in the house with the patients?
My two nephews.
What is it?
My two nephews.
Oh, so they're under 21.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's actually a good thing because therefore you won't need to submit any financials. So you won't need documents, so it's going to speed up the process a little bit. Okay, so here's how the process will work. So your mom will have two assessments. The first one is going to be with the broker, which you'll call in and schedule an in-home visit. So they'll assess the financial eligibility of your mom. After this, the aging agency will call you to schedule a second assessment, which is going to be more like a functional assessment, also an in-home visit. In the meantime, we would need to have the doctor sign forms that your mom needs the services. We have our telehealth doctor that can help you with that. If you'd like me, I can schedule the telehealth doctor to call you, and they'll schedule a call whenever it works for you. Do you want me to ask and request a call for you?
Yes, please.
Okay, we'll do that. So once we have the PCP form and both assessments are done, the broker sends over the file to the county's office. They review it, and if you're approved, they will assign you a coordinator from the insurance, which will assess how many hours your mother needs. And once this is done, you can start care. So basically, the process might take up to 2 months. It goes through a few different agencies. But it all depends on how on top we are on it. Meaning to say, if we're on top, then you know it shouldn't take longer than 2 months.
Okay.
So you can go ahead and save my number in the contacts. My name is Naftali. I'll be calling you about that.
Okay. What's your number?
My number is 267.
267.
Yes, correct. 551. 7445.
And what's your name?
My name is Naftali.
Can you spell that, please?
N as Nancy, A, F as father, T as Tom, A, L, I.
Okay, 267-551-7445.
Yes, correct. If you want me, I can transfer you right now to the broker, and that helps you schedule the first assessment.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so let me also give you the number of the broker. So it's going to be 877
877.
550
Okay.
4227.
Okay.
So let me go ahead and transfer you. Once you have the dates, you can text me the dates whenever it is. And also, I will request a call from the telehealth doctor to call you. It's going to be from a 718 number. They're a Brooklyn company.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and transfer you right now. Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent. In English, press 1. Para continuar en español, oprima 2. For all other languages, press 3. If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1. If you are calling from a provider's office, agency, or a nursing facility, please press 2. If you are calling about the LIFE program, please press 3. If you need to send application information to us, you can fax that information to 1-888-349-0264 or email the information to paieb@maximus.com. You can also visit our website at www.paieb.com. If you don't have active PA medical assistance, the first step in the waiver application process is to apply for medical assistance. If you want to complete the application online, please go to compass.state.pa.us. Once you complete this financial eligibility application, we will get an alert to contact you to begin the other parts of your application. If you want us to send you a paper financial eligibility application or talk to a representative, please stay on the line. If you are calling to start a new application, press 1. If you are calling to check the status of an application or have questions about a current please enter your case number followed by the pound sign. You can find your case number in the upper right-hand corner of letters you have received from the IEB. If you do not have your case number, please press 1 to be transferred to a representative to obtain. Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
You're going to be a pencil in life. Let's see. No, there's only one slice of bread on. What's the point of them putting the butt of the bread in the mix? Get the video. My love is just a little bit. Oh, it's safe and not in the perfect zone.